environment has allowed his supporters and those who sometimes seek confrontation to come together in violence.
But Trump's rivals are walking a rhetorical tightrope. On the one hand, they're trying to hold protesters accountable. On the other hand, they're blaming the billionaire businessman for fostering a hostile climate and trying to avoid alienating his supporters.
We've seen some protesters that take speech into intimidation, into violence, into trying to silence anyone who might disagree with them. That is wrong. I think it is also true that any campaign, responsibility begins and ends at the top.
Some of the protesters last night did confirm to CBS News they are supporters of Bernie Sanders. And Trump tweeted, "It is Clinton and Sanders people who disrupted my rally in Chicago."
I don't think our supporters are inciting. What our supporters are doing is responding to a candidate who has, in fact, in many ways, encouraged violence.
Both Sanders and Hillary Clinton say it's up to Trump to tell his supporters to stand down.
If you play with matches, you're going to start a fire you can't control. That's not leadership. That's political arson.
President Obama also weighed in at a fundraiser today in Dallas. Jim, he said leaders or those who aspire to be leaders must reject violence and efforts to spread fear. And he said if they refuse to do that, they don't deserve our support.